Okay, hear me out. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? Like, just one. No cheating with buffets or anything, okay? Be honest. That's so predictable. I could have guessed that in my sleep. Me? Easy. Pizza. No contest. Well, think about it. Bread, cheese, toppings. It's like the perfect food. Plus, I know you'd totally steal a slice if we were sharing. So I would have to pick something that I wouldn't mind you sneaking bites of. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe I should pick something weird just so you'd keep your hands off of it. Like anchovies? You wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Seriously, though, it's kind of funny. I know all your little habits. The way you never finish your drink until like an hour later. Or how you always pick out the tomatoes from your food even though you swear that you like them. It's cute, though. It's very you. You know, hanging out like this is kind of my favorite thing. Just you and me. No pressure, no distractions. It's very nice. Not that I would ever admit that to anyone else, but gotta keep my cool best friend reputation intact, huh? But between us, yeah. This is the best. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm starting to think you're a little spoiled. Like, do you even know how lucky you are to have me as your best friend? Well, don't get me wrong, I don't mind. You can spoil me back by, I don't know, agreeing with me all the time. Or letting me pick the next movie. Fair trade, right? Here, I grabbed this for you earlier. Don't say I never take care of you. You like this, right? I know this is your favorite drink. See? This is why we're such a good team. You're the one who makes all the questionable life choices and I'm the one who makes sure that you survive them. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but seriously, don't go getting any ideas about replacing me. I'd hate to have to, you know, remind you who's always been here for you. Anyways, you know what else I picked up? I already knew that you would let me choose the next movie, so. Look, I took this from my dad's shelf. Okay, so this one is supposed to be hilarious, okay? Like, the reviews were all over the place, but you know how I am about rom-coms. I'll watch anything as long as it has a decent mid-cute. And trust me, this one has a good one. So, get this. The main character, this super cynical workaholic, ends up having to team up with their total opposite, you know, the artsy, free-spirited type for some random charity project. Like, how cliché is that? But apparently, they have the best banter ever, and well, you can probably guess where it goes. I mean, rom-coms are so predictable, but that's kind of why I love them. Like, yeah, we know they're gonna fall in love by the end, but it's all about the little moments, you know? The awkward misunderstandings, the almost kisses, and the dramatic declarations. It's truly my guilty pleasure. Don't even try to act like you're too cool for this, okay? I've seen your face light up during the cheesy parts. Don't think that I don't notice. Oh, and there's this whole subplot where the protagonist keeps running into their love interest at their coffee shop. It's like their thing. It's super cute, right? Makes me wish that we had a spot like that. Though, I guess we'd probably just end up fighting over who gets the last croissant or something. Actually, that reminds me. I read this theory that coffee shops are like the ultimate rom-com setting because they're cozy, but also they're public. Casual, but kind of intimate. Does that make sense? Like, it's like the perfect place for accidental eye contact or a spilled drink moment. It's such a classic. Wait, why do you look like that? Did I say something weird? Oh, come on, spill it. You've got that I have a story look. What is it? You went to a coffee shop yesterday? Without me? Oh, and here I thought I knew all your moves. So, what's this about? Were you just craving caffeine, or was it like a whole thing? Wait a second. Who were you with? A classmate. A girl classmate? Huh. I don't remember you mentioning her before. What's her name? Interesting. So, you're like hanging out with her now? Getting coffee and everything? That's cute. That's real cute. Did she invite you, or was it your idea? I'm just curious. No, it's fine. I mean, it's not like I'm upset or anything. Why would I be? You're allowed to have other friends, right? Except, I don't know. Don't you think it's kind of weird? Well, you didn't even mention it to me, like, at all. It's almost like you were hiding it or something. I mean, you wouldn't do that, right? Hide things from me? I thought we told each other everything. So, what's so special about this girl anyway? Does she, like, get you in ways I don't? Is she funnier than me? Or smarter? Better company? Sorry. That sounded ridiculous, didn't it? Well, forget I said that. It's just, we're best friends, you know? You and me. I'm supposed to be the one that you hang out with. The one you get coffee with. That's our thing, isn't it? Or is it not enough anymore? Whatever, it's not a big deal, really. I just... I can't help but wonder if... Maybe I should remind you who you belong to. Relax, I'm joking. I don't know why it bothers me so much. I mean, I should be happy for you, right? It's just, she... This girl, your classmate, she's probably just another friend, right? I'm just being silly, I guess. Who am I to be upset about it? Are you sure there's nothing more to it? 'Cause you do seem kind of I don't know. Distant lately. Are we still, like, as close as we used to be? Or has she replaced me somehow? Is that what this is about? You've got this whole new thing going on, and I didn't even get to be a part of it. No text, no heads up, or anything. I get it. I mean, everyone needs their own space. Their own people, right? But it's different for us. We're different, aren't we? Best friends, right? You and me. We're supposed to be everything to each other, but it feels like I'm just fading away. Honestly, it just feels like you're slipping away from me. Like, one moment you're all mine, and the next you're out there with someone else. And I didn't even know about it until now. Supposed to be the one who knows everything about you. You're mine, right? But now there's her, and I don't know anything about her. I don't want to sound crazy or anything, but it just bugs me, you know? I'm supposed to be the person that you want to be around. But you're out there with her, and I didn't even get a warning. Is that fair? Shouldn't I at least get a little heads up when something important happens in your life? I mean, you are important to me, you know that, right? You're everything to me, actually. You always have been. So, what is it? Is it me? Am I not enough anymore? Did I do something wrong? Well, tell me, just tell me, and I'll fix it. If I did something to make you want to spend time with her, I'll make it better. I'll do whatever it takes, because I can't lose you. Not to anyone else, and not to her. Please, don't leave me for her. I won't let you. I don't care if she's a friend or not. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I don't need anyone else but you, okay? We don't need anyone else. I'll take care of you. I'll always be here for you. Just promise me that you won't let her in too much. Promise me I'm still your first choice. You're number one. Just promise me, okay? Promise me that you'll never choose anyone over me. You won't, right? 'Cause if you do, if you even think about it, I don't want to hear about any other girl. I don't want to know about your little coffee dates, do you understand? I don't care who they are or what they want from you. You're mine. You don't need anyone else but me. You don't need to go running off to some coffee shop with her. Not when I'm right here. Not when I've always been right here. I've been here for you. I've always been here, and yet here you are, spending time with her. What does she have that I don't? What makes her so special? Maybe just not showing you enough of what you really need. Maybe I've been too soft, too understanding. But I won't do that anymore. You want me to make sure that you're mine? Fine, I'll do it. I'll mark you so everyone knows. So there's no mistake about who you belong to. You want to play nice with her? Fine, but when you're with me, I'll make sure that everyone knows exactly who you belong to. So, maybe next time you won't be so eager to run off to some coffee shop with another girl. Maybe you'll remember who's in control. You'll remember who you belong to. I could leave a mark. Just a little bite right here. Something subtle, something that she can't miss. Little reminder. So when you're out there and she looks at you, she'll know that you're mine, that you already belong to someone else. You want that? A little mark just for me? So everybody knows? 'Cause I'm really done pretending like I'm not the only one who gets to have you. You won't be slipping away from me. Not again. You might think I'm being too much, but I'm not. I'm just reminding you of what's mine. I'll do this, and everyone will know exactly who you belong to. Are you ready for that? You don't have to worry, baby. I'll be very gentle. And maybe if you don't scream or if you behave well, I can go a little further than that. A little bite is nothing compared to what I've actually wanted. Show me your neck, baby. Here I go. You did so good, babe. This was so much better than I thought. And you didn't even scream. You're so good. Now, can I keep going? You know I want much more than that. Sorry, I couldn't resist. You just taste too good. Okay, come here, baby. Lay down, baby. I can't wait anymore. Let me get on top of you. Don't worry. I'll be very good to you, okay? I just want to make you feel good. Are you ready? Shouldn't I? How could you not be so big when you're so handsome and so strong? You're so good at it too. It feels so good. You like it like this, baby? You like me on top of you like this? Of course. Now you know that you're Once we're finished, you'll be inside of me and you'll be mine forever. You know that, right? Nobody else will ever have to have you like this. Nobody. Not even that stupid girl. You don't ever even hang out with her again, okay? You get to have me like this anytime that you want. Why would you need anybody else? You're mine, baby. I'm making you mine. And I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy for us, babe. I'll be yours and you'll be mine forever. Aren't you happy? Be a good boy for me, okay? And you'll never need anybody else. Never. Only me. Only us. Oh, good boy. I love you so much, baby.